Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were taught that holiness is marked by obedience. Let's continue with that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I have found that many times when I get accused of standing on doctrine and they think in a wrong way or whatever, my usual thing is to go to the Word of God and preach it and get up and preach it. If they're going around talking about it to people, then whether it's a false accusation or anything else, if people can see the stand is on the Word of God, then they got to choose between the Word of God and gossip. Look, there are people that are thinking they're doing the Lord's work when they find gossip or other things to say about others. They will do it. They will do it. And they'll think it's a good thing. And in heaven, there'll be those who'll be ashamed and revealed. If they're saved, they'll be ashamed and revealed. And I tell you what, that's when a lot of healing will have to take place in their own selves. Even though they've been changed, things will be made right at that time. Now, we saw this passage here. Okay. Now, as we look at this, we're looking at this passage. We're to be holy. We're to be holy. Holiness is marked by number one, obedience. Now you said, Pastor, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not a striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, just, and what do you say? Holy. That's why we're dwelling on holiness. Holiness is marked by obedience. Your will is given totally to Christ, to be led by His Spirit through the Word of God. You do not fashion yourselves according to the former lust. That is, you don't try to emulate the former life. Man, that is, with a lack of a good way to say it, that is just wrong, wrong, wrong. Okay. That is just totally wrong. Don't fashion yourself, because it will make people like your religion. If it looks like the world, they will like it. Yeah. And Jesus said that in John chapter 15. He says, if they hate you, it's because they're of the world. Love not the world. 1 John chapter 2. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, if God says it's not in you, I'm not just talking about salvation at that particular point. It's talking about your love for God. God says it's not there. It is not there. I remember talking to a man years ago now. I'm not going to name any names or even places in this particular instance. But I had to deal with it as a pastor. And he got caught. It wasn't just one woman. Now, the man had children. And more than two. More than three. Okay. And I won't say exact number, but it was more. And he had relationships with multiple women. As a matter of fact, in one case I was dealing with, he had two women going at the same time, and each woman thought, oh, he loves me. He's never loved anybody like this. It was a mistake to marry the wife that he's married to and been married to and had these children. No, it was a mistake on his part. He really loves me, but he said, not a divorce. Now, he's saying that this is to married women, not a divorce, because my children wouldn't accept you and your children wouldn't accept me. Oh, does that sound noble? No. He's doing what he wants to do. They're not charging him. Everything is free for him, and he's going after it when he got caught. Okay, when he got caught, that's the things that were going on in his life. Okay, so when I see something like that, and they try to justify it, I say, well, you know, you don't know how my wife is. You don't know how that is. You don't know how this is. No, that's a deceiver. I had to deal with that thing. And at least we were able to save. See, God saved, not we. God saved that family and kept it together. And as far as I know, the husband and wife are still together. But again, that's part of the ignorance. As he which is called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation. The standard is God himself for holiness. It's not a man, it's God. As he which hath called you is holy, yes, we will fail, but it should be a thing that would never stop. Pressing towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It is in all manner of conversation that is always, always of which you live your life and ought to be permeated. Our lives, our very lives, my friend, my life, your life, especially life as a pastor, because this is what this is addressing bishops, the kind that you should ordain. Holiness should permeate our lives. We cannot be dishonest. Again, we cannot be dishonest. We must be true to the word. Deceiving, lying. You can't be deceiving, dishonest, and lying and be holy. Neither can one be a worldly person loving the world system and be holy. It's impossible. So verse 16 repeats it for us because it is written, and that's 1 Peter chapter 1, be ye holy. Again, be ye holy. That needs to be, I wished every Christian college in the country had courses on true biblical holiness taught rightly. Not the idea of some men's new philosophies that twist the world into it. But we are to be holy because, what's the reason? God is holy. As is written. By the way, that is also the argument for preservation of the word. The word is preserved on earth. It could not be a record for us if it was not preserved. It's not something that we could be called into an account if we don't know the word because it wasn't available. It's there. Now we see, the word holy is a Greek word, okay, and you know, it's hard to just give Greek words because a lot of times they're hard to pronounce, and you don't remember them, hosios, but again, you probably forget that after this podcast is over, but it has the idea, we're not caught up, this Greek word, we're not caught up in worldly pleasures since we are seen by men. Now, We have thought about, you've heard fundamental preachers preach about smoking and dancing and drinking and some other things, the movies and so forth. And we hear that. But let us also think about something else. What about Facebook? What about the time? How much time is spent, not a few minutes, hours, in social media? Well, you don't understand, Pastor. I put Bible verses on it. You do? That's great. How many people are getting saved by that? You find out that most of the people that respond are people who know you, and they say, oh, that's such a nice thing. And, oh, you just rejoice they found that what you said was so nice. So, again, you want to be holy, then it must show forward in your daily life. Not with worldly pleasures is what this word means. As pastors, we have a solemn responsibility not to be at the local theaters. Now, you're not very social. Really? Yeah, I'd like to go into a movie and get up, say, folks, stay in your seat. You're not going anywhere. I'm going to preach to you the gospel. There'd be Christians who'd probably get up and walk out of that. Now, should a preacher, because this is talking about the qualifications of preachers here, holy, can a preacher dress respectfully of the high Lord and God in the house of the Lord as he conducts a service to allow the Holy Spirit to work in him and through him? Or does he have to dress and look like the world and be like the world? Because that's the only way that people are going to hear. You know what that means? You don't believe that the Holy Spirit is in your preaching. You don't believe that the Holy Spirit is the power behind the word. And therefore, you think your ways are better than God's ways. That is 100% evilly wrong. Now, as we have true worship, and notice I said true worship, what happens if in a court of law that you come out and you come in there in a pair of shorts and a t-shirt and you say, well, Mr. Judge, I've got liberty. Yep, you had liberty to walk in here and I've got the liberty to throw you in jail or to throw you out at least. Look, a priest could have put on his own clothes instead of the high priestly garments to go in and to offer. Okay. I mean, God created us the free will. You can make decisions that go against God's will. Problem is, you'll suffer the consequence as well.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.